This is episode 70 of the Next Year Now podcast.
Hi, I'm Dara Wolf, professional speaker and performance coach. If you want to push through the challenges holding you back and finally achieve what you've always dreamed of, then you need to start listening to the Next Year Now podcast with my friend Tom Hefner.
Yeah, I think historically advertising has always been interruptive, and that's the problem. And nobody's gone after it as a primary. And so people create a game or social media or something, and then they interrupt that feed with advertising. And so advertising has historically gotten a bad name.
Welcome to the Next Year Now podcast with Tom Hefner. Tom believes that if you really want to thrive at work and in life, then every day, purposeful habits and practices are vital. The Next Year Now podcast will not only help you identify and integrate these habits into your daily life, but also bring you key insights and lessons from some of the most successful people in their fields. And here is your host, Tom Hefner.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast devoted to helping you thrive at work and in life. The topic of habits and practices is always front and center in our discussion, but we also explore how we use these habits and practices to improve our personal development, productivity, creativity, health and well-being, business, and entrepreneurship. Email advertising is a go-to resource for entrepreneurs and businesses alike. It's everywhere, and right now, it's done in a way that's just terrible for customers. Your inbox is no longer your inbox. My guest today, Todd Furneaux, has a product, AdCaddy, that aims to fix this problem right now. In our conversation, Todd and I will discuss why email advertising is still so prevalent today, what AdCaddy is and how it engages customers more effectively, why you shouldn't cancel your cluttered email account for a new one, but instead try using AdCaddy. Book recommendations to help you finally build the business you desire, and so much more. This week's episode is sponsored by Tom Hefner Enterprises Innovation and Project Manager Mastermind Group. If you've been wondering how you can jumpstart your career or how you can hop on the fast track to more money and recognition, then you need to check out the Innovation and Project Mastermind Group right now. I promise you that you'll never have to wing it at work again. You can learn more about why this innovation group is so important to your career development and how to apply at tomhefner.com/mastermind. There's a rolling admission, and it's based on a first-come, first-served basis. Once we reach 12 members, we close the doors. So don't miss out on this opportunity and apply today. Today's guest is Todd Furneaux, co-founder of AdCaddy, a mobile app created to help all of us keep our personal inboxes simple and free of brand clutter. AdCaddy will create a personalized inbox for you. This is really cool, so that you can direct email communications from your favorite companies, businesses, etc. The app will sort your incoming emails, so it helps you keep promo emails separate from receipts, separate from shipping notifications, separate from et cetera, right? So it helps us keep us organized, which is what I love about this. Todd, you know what? Thank you for joining us today, man, and welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Tom. Look forward to having the conversation.
Well, look, if you have your own business, are thinking about starting a business, or maybe work in communications for a big brand, then one of the most important things you need to understand and master is advertising. And this is a part that so many people get wrong. So many people forget this part of business. They think that if they just do a great job on content or product or service, that everything will take care of itself. Like, if you build it, they will come. It doesn't. I can attest to that. I've been with my own business now for 2 years, and the competition is just too fierce out there. And here's the rub. We all know how much we're being advertised to right now. Like, no joke, my inbox right now is a hot mess. This is an email account that I've had for over 20 years. And that's even with an email newsletter aggregator service. So what are we to do? And that's where Todd comes in with his app, AdCaddy. Todd, before we dive into AdCaddy and what it does differently, let's talk about traditional email marketing. Share, if you would, what makes most email marketing a losing proposition, or at the very least, a painful proposition for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first stat to share is there's 42 trillion, that's with a T, consumer emails sent out worldwide every year. 42 trillion.
That's crazy.
So when you think about that, getting into 2.9 million people that actually use email, or 2.9 billion people that use email, that's just a lot of email to kind of parse through. And so the issue with advertising, to your point, is capitalism can't exist without marketing. So if you think about it, like you said, if you own a brand or you're trying to get the word out, you can't run a business without letting your consumers know what you're offering. And so on the flip side, the consumers actually want this information, but they've been bombarded and they've been abused over time. And that's kind of where AdCaddy started, but that's kind of the current state of email marketing. And if we say email is keying for marketing, though, if you have a relationship with the consumer, you need to be able to continue that relationship, whether it be through simple things like shipping notifications and receipts. But on the kind of promotion advertising side, if you have a new product, if you have a promotion, if you have a sale, you have to let people know that those things are happening. You have to notify them in some way. And when you look at the world today, you've got email as one side, and then you have Facebook and Google. And so those are kind of the digital outliers that you have to compete with.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, Google and Facebook can become very expensive, even though they're great for disruptors. So if you're a new business and you're trying to build your audience, Google and Facebook are fantastic for kind of targeted ads and helping you build that network. But then once you just need to communicate to your audience or advertise to them, you have to switch to email. So a good way to say this is my friend's writing a book, and he had 200,000 followers on Instagram, and the publisher didn't care. They wanted 200,000 email addresses because they knew that that's the place that you can communicate with the audience. But back to the earlier stat, there's 42 trillion consumer emails sent to these consumers. So it's just an overwhelming abundance of just, there's clutter, and it becomes irrelevant when you have that much, you know, in the interruption side of it as well. So one of our things we like to say at AdCaddy is, advertising is not annoying, the interruption is. And so what we're trying to do is eliminate the interruption.
Nice. Well, so to that point, this email marketing has been going on for a while. This approach has been going on for a while. Why is it that, because we know that it's painful, and I know just from my own experience right now, sitting in my inbox, I have an email account that I use to sign up for different online entrepreneurs, organizations. I have that email that people send stuff to, and it's just so overwhelming to look through it. And so when organizations know that this is happening, why are they still marketing this way then? And why are we, I guess maybe on the flip side of that is, why are we continuing to let them do that?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So let's start there. The reason people don't unsubscribe, and there's some good data around this, if I gave you an opportunity to unsubscribe from all of your consumer emails, you'd only unsubscribe from about 30%. And especially females, women are really more savvy, smarter shoppers than men, quite honestly. So they know that the game of retail is played through email. And so if they're going to buy something from Pottery Barn or Michaels, they better check their email and understand what deals, promotions, and coupons are there. They also want to know what's new that's coming out, maybe for Gap Kids, for their children. Mm-hmm. That's their way of understanding current promotions, deals, and new items. Also their way of interacting with that brand, whether it be through a return or a shipping notification. So this FOMO kind of drives the reason why you don't unsubscribe and why you want to continue to stay connected to the brands, because you can't shop wisely, if you will, for some of these brands, not knowing when their deals and promos come out. And then on the flip side, if you're a brand, you don't know the consumer's buying cycle of when they kind of come in and out of buying. If you shop Williams-Sonoma, you might shop once a quarter, but they're going to send you email 5 times a week because they don't know that buying pattern. And so what we want to do really with AdCaddy is ultimately what needs to be fixed is those connection points between the brand needing to submit a message to the consumer and the consumer wanting the message, but just on their timing and context. So the intersection there, the platform, is what we're trying to create that gives both sides control and information to manage this relationship. That's really the best way to say it.
It's funny that for as old as email is, and I'll date myself here a little bit, right? but a lot of the younger millennial generations, a lot of the younger kids now are like, oh, email, like that's so old, right? But to your point, like that's still how a lot of people communicate, and that's still how one of the best ways for organizations, companies to get them those deals. And I just find that ironic. But let's dive deeper then into AdCaddy. Like, let's talk brass tacks here. How is it different in its approach to advertising? How does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing we do with AdCaddy is we give you a new consumer email address. So you'd be tom@adcaddy.com. So anytime you're checking out or subscribing to a brand, you would use this new email address. The other thing that we tell people is, you know, like for me, I go into my Amazon settings and I change my personal email to my AdCaddy. So all of my notifications from Amazon now come into AdCaddy and they don't clutter up my inbox. Same thing with like my Delta Sky Miles and anything where I have points or rewards or an account. And so now that all that's flowing into AdCaddy, including brands that I want to follow, so it could be a running brand that I like or a particular wine email, those things that I want to see, they flow in and we organize it by brand. So the first thing you'll notice is every email flows into its own brand category. So the landing page on in your AdCaddy is all your favorite brands with a nice logo, and then you essentially click on the brand that you want to engage with. And keep in mind, the underlying piece here is that it's not interruptive. So you jump into AdCaddy when you're what's the right time for you, kind of like when you go to the mall or go to grocery store. It's appropriate timing. So context is key here. So again, back to advertising not interrupting or not annoying, the interruption is it's uninterruptive. So you're in there at the right state of mind, and then you click on the brand that you want to see, and we separate it out from first the marketing. So if you want to see promotions, deals, new products, you can quickly click on Nike and see the new shoe that they just dropped. And then the second tab, we parse out shipping and receipts. So I just bought a pair of shoes from Nike.com. It'll show in my receipts, and then as it ships, it'll show in my shipping. And then on the homepage, we have a universal shipping. So one place to go for, I've got about 120 brands in my AdCaddy, and if anything that's shipped is in one location, so I can see when it's coming and get all those notifications in one location. So by separating personal email and consumer email, same reason you have a separate email for your business, it helps you kind of clarify why you're there and when you want to jump into AdCaddy. And then when you're there, it's kind of beautifully organized by brand and then parsing it out by marketing, shipping, and receipts. So that's kind of the magic behind it. And obviously, we'll continue to perpetuate that going forward.
Well, let me ask this question. I think I know the answer, but I'll ask it for completeness. I mean, since it's kind of, if I'm the consumer, I'm kind of driving the interaction. Is there a way for me to, or for the business side, to drive more interaction? In other words, is there a way for me, if I have my business, to shine a brighter light on my brand, or is it still strictly like driven by the consumer side?
Yeah. So if somebody gives you as a brand their email, their AdCaddy email address, when you send that out through your normal ESP, nothing changes on the brand side, it'll flow into AdCaddy and then that consumer can look at that. Where we're going with AdCaddy is the ability for brands like yourself to capture additional audience. So, you know, if you send an email out today in mass, every time you send it out, you have a few less followers because of an unsubscribe rate.
Yep. And what we're going to do.
Yeah. And so we obviously want to drive engagement through a lack of interruption. But beyond that, we want to help brands grow their list within AdCaddy. So we're going to have the connection with a brand to be able to do targeted advertising for people to go in and pick up additional followers, if you will, or additional email addresses to communicate with. And our analogy there is people are in the app to look at advertising. So, you know, they don't necessarily think of it that way. They're looking at it like, this is a place to keep up with brands that I love. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's kind of like when you're shopping Costco every other week or every other month, there's a new end cap, there's a new special buy. You're there to shop, you're excited to see it, and it just kind of makes sense. Well, we want people to look in AdCaddy and say, this is the place where I manage my brands and where I keep up with the brands I love. And at the same time, I can find and discover new brands that I don't already follow. And it just naturally makes sense because it's an uninterrupted platform. You're not there to look at your kids' babies. You're there to look at your consumer life.
So I imagine then there's some AI behind the scenes that will help make that determination of like, oh, Tom from the Next Year Now podcast focuses on personal development and entrepreneurship and business. So Jane over here, who, you know, is interested in that, will more likely to see his advertising.
That's exactly right. So very simple machine learning, just kind of outlining what people follow and what they're interested in. And we know the engagement analytics to say, Tom's a runner. He follows these five running brands. Todd is also a runner and he follows two. Here's the three recommendations based on what we think would be most engaging for you for maybe a new running brand you've never heard of. Mm-hmm. So it actually becomes very simple and straightforward because people are just there to look at and engage with brands.
How do you measure success with AdCaddy, both, I guess, on the consumer side and on the business side?
The biggest thing is we want people to use their AdCaddy email address. And this is somewhat changing behavior from using maybe a Hotmail or Gmail address that you used for 15 years. And so by using the new AdCaddy, our first metric is they use it 5 times. And then once they use it 5 times, they find it as a utility going forward. And they're more incentivized to go find places like Amazon to trade out their personal email for their AdCaddy. So that's kind of the first metric. And then we want to see how many times a week are they using it. And we were a little surprised the people that are using it on a weekly basis are using it 6 times a week. So they're actually in there checking on and managing their brand life in a very unique way. So far, the metrics have been really good. And that's where we're kind of turning this corner, coming out of beta and getting it out to the masses.
Yeah, I think that's from the personal online business entrepreneur perspective, where so many people make their bones from they're sending out email newsletters or email subscriptions or email blah 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 through ConvertKit, MailChimp, et cetera. And I know that would be the challenge, right? Like, okay, you're asking me to kind of give up that opportunity to go directly to their personal inbox. Like, help me make sure that that's the right perspective, right? Or the right approach to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually want to partner with brands because the whole idea is around engagement. So if you think about the average click-through rate of email marketing, so the average views is 20%. So if you send out 100 emails, 20 of those will get read. And then you have about a 0.2% click rate. So, or I'm sorry, 2% click rate. So when you multiply that, it's really a 0.2% engagement. So it's very, very low.
Yep.
And so what we're trying to do is take that 20% readership up to about 60 or 70% readership. So if you connect with somebody in AdCaddy, we want that engagement to be very high. And we're doing a lot of things to make sure that when it's on people's own time, that they actually look at every email you send them. So we want to take engagement from a view from 20 up to 60 or 70. And our early data does show it's trending in that direction, which is fantastic. And so as we continue down that path, brands will see that, hey, this AdCaddy email is email to them, but when it's shown or viewed in AdCaddy, it's a lot more engaging because it's not, you know, the way it's organized, it's not interruptive, it's not mixed in with, you know, your email from your sister or your kid's school, things of that nature. We obviously want to be brand friendly. We want to make your inbox better. So one of the things people love about AdCaddy that currently use it from our beta is that it makes their personal inbox personal again, and that they can actually manage their personal inbox for what it's meant for. It's kind of like if brands all of a sudden took over your text, you would be highly interruptive to, you know, actually keeping up with other people that are texting you. So it helps out that way.
No, I definitely see the value of it. Like I'm being 100% transparent in that there's an email I've had for over 20 years that I'm contemplating just getting rid of it and deleting it altogether because it's so filled with stuff, you know, from all these different organizations, companies, businesses, et cetera. So I'll have to jump on AdCaddy after we hop off here.
Absolutely. Well, then nobody gives you an option, right? When you check out, you have to give an email. You know, like PayPal, Amazon, all these places require an email for security reasons. So when you give them the AdCaddy, it just gives a kind of a place to keep all those emails organized, but also then allows you to keep up with them when you need to and on your terms. And if you need to find a receipt, very easy to click on the brand and just click on the receipt tab. So that organization is, we call it a brand relationship manager. And so kind of the first BRM, because if you're one consumer, you're still managing hundreds or thousands of brands as you buy over time. Mm-hmm. Could even be newsletters as well. So just giving organizational tools to manage that, it needs to be separated from your personal inbox. They just can no longer be one. And that's kind of our belief.
Well, so let me ask one more question before I get towards kind of the next part of our show here. But are there benefits I haven't asked about or that you haven't discussed about AdCaddy versus, say, signing up for a new email account, just like I was contemplating doing with my 20-year-old one?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say the biggest thing right now is the parsing logic that we use. Email was not made for brands. They just kind of took over. And so us parsing it by brand and the organization, you'll really love. And we separate it by unread and read. So at the top, you only see the brands that have an unread email that you can engage with. And then within that, as we start to parse out marketing, shipping, and receipts, it becomes a really nice aggregator for, let's just say, shipping or receipts. So you can go to one place to see all your shipping notifications. And then we're obviously, over the 60 to 90 days, going to launch additional organizational tools that could alert you. If we know you, one of your favorite brands just sent you an email, we can set up an alert to text you or to send you a notification on your request. And so just the ability to keep up with it in that way. Again, everything we do is geared towards the engagement of a consumer and a brand. And so that's all we think about. We don't have to think about how do you do personal email or how that works. We're only here for the consumer brand relationship. So all our tools and organization is geared towards that.
If we take a step back and we think about advertising in general, or even be it with AdCaddy, what else should we know about advertising, or what else would you like us to know?
Yeah, I think historically advertising has always been interruptive, and that's the problem. And nobody's gone after it as a primary. And so people create a game or social media or something, and then they interrupt that feed with advertising. And so advertising has historically gotten a bad name. And what we believe when we talk to people and how they love their brands and the things that they keep up with on the consumer side, they have a passion for these brands. They actually want to keep up with them. They want to look at the communications and advertising. And so we're turning everything upside down and looking at a completely different light and saying, people will come to a central location to look at advertising if done correctly, if we think from the consumer's perspective, what they want, when they need it. And so we're going to continue to pile on tools that allows them to properly manage this and keep up with the brands they love. And advertising has gotten a bad rap. And when we first named the company AdCaddy, people said, oh, people hate advertising. You shouldn't name it AdCaddy. I'm like, yeah, but that's what we're trying to change. And so I think, you know, this one organized tool for advertising will hopefully kind of shed a positive light on it. And then over time, look, it's on us and it's on the brands to not perpetuate the abuse, you know, and help the consumer manage it properly. So that's the path we're going down. And we want to make brands better at marketing, better at using their email by parsing it out correctly. But yeah, I think it's had a bad rap and we want to change that.
I agree 100%. And I love the path that you're going down. So
thank you.
Well, look, it's time for one of my favorite things, my favorite part of the show. This is where we talk about one of the very best habits we can adopt today, and that is the habit of reading. Todd, I want you to think about books that you've really enjoyed over the years or books that have impacted you deeply. What are the two or three books that stand out for you?
I mean, if I go back in time, there's really two books that I think are just exceptionally written. The first one is Good to Great by Jim Collins. It's an oldie but goodie. If you haven't read that book, it's one of those that you just kind of have to read. The key theme there is really around humility. And Jim goes into detail on successful companies over 20, 25 years and what were the key ingredients. And he covers a bunch of different principles. It's phenomenal. The second one is a little more modern. It's called Zero to One by Peter Thiel. And he's one of the original PayPal guys. And yep, he's just an amazing businessman. But Zero to One is a game changer in just how to think about a business, how to differentiate yourself and your business and make sure that it's kind of in it for the long haul. So that's a phenomenal read.
Awesome. I have not read either of those, but they're going on my list to buy.
Excellent. Excellent.
Final question. What are you working on now that you're really excited about? Or if maybe not now, in the future, you've got something coming up that you're like, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, I think really when we talk about back to AdCaddy on this connection between the consumer and brand, and it's really what I'm really excited about is the next level of tools where we take these marketing emails and try and match it up to consumer buying patterns. So when I was talking about you buy maybe every quarter from Williams-Sonoma, but maybe every month from Nike, and then maybe once a year from Samsonite, like a luggage company. Mm-hmm. But those companies still send you daily or weekly emails. And so what we want to do is start to, again, use machine learning and AI to to hopefully make sure that the consumer is not bombarded by a brand that maybe they just bought from, or maybe at this point in time they don't have the cash to buy from. And that's where it becomes annoying, when you just bought from a brand, or they're just sending you too many communications. You only buy from that brand every quarter, and giving the consumer tools to help manage that process. Some of the things that we're working on, to give you a little insight, are you can set a brand up to say, if I don't read an email from this brand after, let's say, 14 days, archive it, but still alert me that it's being archived. And so that way you don't have this, you know, what we found is people have sometimes, we did a competition on how many unread emails you have in your inbox. And the highest we found was 265,000 unread emails. I mean, that's just insane.
That is.
And so we can't allow that to happen. That's what creates the anxiety and clutter that then turns people off from email marketing. And so there has to be a balance here for the brand to intercept the consumer at the right time to get them into the funnel to make a purchase. We get why they're doing it. But ultimately, we want to help manage it on both sides. So giving the consumer more and more tools to help manage that, because we're solely focused on that consumer brand relationship, is critical for us. And that's what I'm excited about, is to continue down that path and also give that data back to marketers to say, hey, look, you're sending them too many emails. Here's if we separate these audiences for you, here's the data and here's how you need to send and talk to these people. So that's the exciting part, is actually fixing some of the root cause of, hey, you can't just do this shotgun approach every day. There's got to be a smarter way to do it.
No, I agree with that. Well, look, Todd, this has been a fantastic conversation. I'm looking forward to trying out AdCaddy myself. So thank you so much for taking the time to share these insights, not only about advertising, but about AdCaddy.
Thank you, Tom. It's been fantastic.
You can connect with Todd Furneaux online through his website, adcaddy.com, and on Facebook at facebook.com/adcaddy. That's ADKADDY. Finally, just a reminder, if you like the show and enjoy learning from our guests each week, please consider giving us a rating and review on iTunes. It helps us stay relevant and findable by listeners like you. That's it for today. I'll see you next time.